meet with the Lord. Lord, where were you? When a baby was snatched from the clinging arms of his mother, where were you? When the preacher, all he wanted to do was preach, and he had cancer in his throat, Lord, where were you? When we needed you. David said it was good to him. It was good for me that I have been in suffering. It causes us to question the justice of God. Because many times, and if you are honest and frank about it, you will admit it. And some of us never ever really relied on us until we became a member of the church. Some of us who pay our tithes, who give in the offering and still can't make ends meet. Some of us, all we do is serve God and speak. It looks as if a battle for universal justice has gone haywire, and trouble causes us to question the justice of God. And the second thing, it makes us ask the Lord, why? That question is among the minds of every person who has ever had trouble. Why me, Lord? There's many times when people who are living all kinds of lives have never had a sick day in their life. And the more you pray, sometimes the more the rain falls. And we become a victim of the fifth chapter of Ecclesiastes. That's why I can't say when the cloud doesn't return after the rain. And in some of our lives, it looks as if the sun is not forever setting. If it's not cloudy, it rains. David said it was good for me. It was the one that we have to ask God the reason why. Jesus came between the heavens and earth. Ask God why. There are times when it appears as if right living doesn't pay off.
Amen.
The formula for longevity. And the man said, well, I smoke a pipe to 105. I drink gin every day. And then he contributed to his long life. I've known preachers to take care of themselves and ended up with cancer. And I've seen bums sleeping outdoors in the snow.
That's right.
Yeah. him one sheep. Hey, come on. And his neighbor had a hundred. And he could save one sheep.
Yes.
And Peter, the neighbor, said, surely, that I don't need a trying.
Peace.
I'm going to read it with faith.